This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.
And with us today, a very special guest
is the big guy.
This is the boss, the man that makes it all happen.
Mr. Jack Pelton.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
It's great to be here. It's you couldn't ask for a better start. Beautiful day. A little time with EAA Radio.
Yeah.
It gets me grounded. You guys kind of get me.
We ground you.
You give me my agenda to get focused on. And
I was going to say, it gives you a break from all the other stuff that's going on.
From the real things that are going on. Yeah. No, it's always good to have you here. And I'm sure you've been running around like a chicken with no head.
Well, actually, this morning's been really fun. We formally kicked off two of the venues this morning. So at 7:45, Give Flight was launched, which is our program this year. Last year we did One Week Wonder, which we built the home built in a week. Give Flight this year is five EA chapters in five various locations across the nation have been selected to build a wing set. Two Zenith, one Sonics, one Vans. Did I get five there?
I think that was four.
There's another one in there.
Okay.
And they're going to, by the completion of this week, that chapter and their volunteers are going to build these wings and then take them home at the end of the week and spend the next 18 months building the rest of the airplane, which they're funding on their own. And they're doing it as a youth build project. And then we're helping them establish flying clubs. And the goal is that Air Venture 2017, they will fly those airplanes that were launched here. The wings that were launched here this week will be parts of airplanes that will be flown in 2017 by young people from
the chapter. That's very cool. I like that.
That is cool.
Yeah, we got to get the kids involved.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it'll kind of get a buzz going where other chapters will look at trying to do this and get youth into the chapters and get them flying and get some hands-on experience. I mean, I'm not saying everybody needs to become a pilot, but they can touch, feel, innovate, and pursue aviation that fashion.
Learn a lot about themselves.
Yeah, they will.
Now, I just want to make sure that the guys that have the Zenith wings are going to get the Zenith fuselage, right? Not the Sonics. We're not making any hybrids here, are we?
Wait a minute.
let me get back to you on that. Yeah. I know these things come together quickly. I'll ask the question.
Yeah, we better make sure that's right.
I know somebody did stop me this morning and said, now, you have figured out how to get the wings to them after the show. I think so.
I'm not sure.
The other thing we launched this morning was the innovation area, the innovation gateway park. Well, we call it Innovation Plaza, and it's replaced what was College Park, and it now has three distinct, unique features to it. It has an innovations area with a drone cage to it. It has the college and career area where they're actually taking. People are coming in and interviewing for jobs, and universities are promoting what they have in the way of aviation programs, and then a forms tent for all things that are innovative. And we have NASA and a lot of other top-notch forms that are going on in that area.
In this generation, they like to call themselves the millennials now. Sorry, I'm old head. But do you see the interest in aviation like in our generation?
You know, I do. I think the difference is that it's a lot bigger population of millennials than my baby boomer. You know, I'm a end of the baby boomer.
Yeah,
and coming
me too.
Out of the folks that really started end of World War II learning to fly, and then we had the Vietnam era, and it was a whole different set of circumstances. We didn't have the options these kids have today. I mean, I had a bicycle, a glove, and I had to be home at dark.
Right.
And I pretty much could do what I wanted to do, and you could go to the airport, you could hang out, there was just you could do that, but there weren't a lot of other options.
Right.
And now parents are so actively involved in guiding kids because they can't let them go off on their own because of all the other social issues that are out there. So we have a tough road ahead of us to get kids interested in what aviation is all about. So we're hoping that right now we know this drone movement is a big deal. I mean, they're selling them like crazy, and kids are playing with those. You know, will that help inspire them to understand building the technology that goes into them, the programming that might inspire them to get interested in actually flying? We don't know, but we think we need to be at the table understanding that. We're looking at any way and everywhere to get into a young person's heart and mind about aviation.
Let me just digress for a moment. My son's been coming with me for many years now. This is his 11th year volunteering, and he's only 22. But Oshkosh was the one place where I could let him run free.
Absolutely.
And not worry about it. And that's
what makes this place so special.
Yeah.
It's the culture and the people that are here. I mean, from just the values that Paul instilled early on about keeping a clean campus, respect for each other, safe. You know, there's not theft. There's
right.
I've met a young probably he was probably I don't know 12 or 13 this morning at the ribbon cutting, and you know, excuse me, sir, I'm interested in. There's supposed to be a discussion about, I forget what the forum of on flight was. Could you direct me as to where that might be? And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, that it's an atmosphere here unlike any other, and I hope we strive to preserve that family atmosphere, and because that's where our new pilots are coming from.
Yeah, and that's what makes this place truly. I remember I think it was last year one of our foreign visitors, and I think he was from the UK or somewhere, and he characterized Oshkosh. He says the only place you can go and plug your phone in next to the shower house in a public, you know, there's hundreds of phones there, and never worry about it coming back out and not having it be there, which
right.
is truly unique.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, our shower house has porcelain. That's big time.
Don't tell my wife. Our house doesn't have porcelain yet. but running water's on the list again.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
You know, and with the developments and everything, especially with, I like to call them multi-copters or quad-copters, because you mentioned the word drone and everybody thinks of military
and
applications.
Spying, right.
Yeah. Well, I think there is a tremendous future in the multi-rotor industry, and it, pardon the expression, it's just getting off the ground. And I'm really heartened to see that EAA is working with so many people, including the Academy of Model Aeronautics and AOPA, to help get this to the point where we can fly them safely and securely.
Well, that's our objective, is we want to be at the table, because we understand that we have to protect our current environment. And, you know, we're all of us here who are flyers don't want them encroaching on our airspace without some rules or guidance or regulatory that makes sense for both. And so we're trying to make sure we help steer and become a part of that. Protect people who are flying today and find a way to integrate new forms of aviation.
I've met ex-military guys that say, I don't want those things anywhere near me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to fly in the area. And I can't blame them, man. I have enough trouble with birds.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. But let's stop talking about drones. Let's talk about AirVenture.
Yes.
Let's go with AirVenture.
Because this week is, I mean, starting with the Apollo 13 crew that's going to be here for their 40th anniversary. Bert Rutan's coming back in a big way. He is very excited about the 40th anniversary of the Canard. He came very close to bringing a new airplane, the Ski Eagle. I've seen, he's sending me pictures every day of the progress, and he had a little hiccup that prevented him from getting here. But he's going to be here to talk about it and share that experience. He's going to be here to talk about scale composites and the history of scale composites.
Now, I thought he essentially retired from scale composites.
He did. He sold scale composites, Northrop.
Okay.
And he is back home doing, he's up in Idaho in his garage doing what he started out doing, and that is he designed and built a brand new, very, very unique
he's
airplane.
He's got much nicer tools now.
I'll tell you,
a problem there.
I'll tell you one other thing, too. I'll bet you dollars to donuts he's got an RC plane stashed in that garage, too.
Let me tell you, one of the forums is about RutanRC.com.
No kidding.
He's launching a line of Varieses and Spaceship 2s and all these other types of RC planes that he's working on.
Nice. So we can fly a model White Knight and drop a Spaceship 2?
That's what it has.
Very cool. Now we're talking.
Yeah. He tried to launch it on Kickstarter to get the funding. I was one of the first ones that said, sign me up. I'll buy one in a minute.
Cool. Very
cool.
That
sounds like
fun.
But,
you know, then we have the first civilian air show where the F-35 is going to be on display.
Yeah. No, I'm assuming we'll get to see it fly, but
we'll
we're
see
not
it fly
get
in,
near
we'll
it.
See it leave. It'll be on display, but to replicate the experience, the F-22 will be flying.
Good.
And
cool.
With a local Appleton young man that's the captain of that ship, we'll be flying it around doing demos. A great aerial display this year of a lot of diversity and variety in what's going to be flown.
I don't know if you've been out in the campground, but we've been noticing, and we keep saying this, that it is so much more packed this year than last year.
As of this morning, it's 15% higher than what it's been in any of the prior years.
It's like, I don't know, somebody flipped a switch this year and everybody decided to come.
I mean, to tell you, we're a quarter mile from where we parked last year.
Yep.
And we're over 1,000 more arrivals of airplanes than we were in the prior years.
Wow.
So
that's
fantastic. So it's shaping up to be a great start.
Yeah, it's going to be a great start.
I'm telling you, this is getting me psyched up.
But they did inform you that you guys are in charge of weather. We're personally holding you responsible to make sure that the weather this week holds out.
Again?
Well, the standard weather forecast. Continued light until tonight when there'll be scattered darkness.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it today, it'll change tomorrow.
That's right.
That's it. Give it 15 minutes, it'll change.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming, Jack. Hey, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you for you guys doing this. This is an important ingredient to the show to have all the various media pieces.
Thank you,
guys,
for saying that. Stop. My head's getting bigger.
Great line. Well, you guys do a great job of lining up a lot of interesting people to talk to.
So. Oh, no. Talk to that lady out there, Susan. She is the genius behind the schedule.
And we have a tremendous crew that backs us up. It's amazing.
We're just a couple of people that have gas.
You know, we like to say that, you know, we're part of a great transmission here, even though some people think our clutch is slipping.
Yep. Yep. All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.